سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. صدق الله العظيم. دعا فور سنسيرتي. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم، وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. يا الله، protect us from ascribing partners to you knowingly or unknowingly. To do any good deed for somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a subtle shirk. We learn one ayat of the Quran, the meaning, the commentary is better than 100 rakats of nafil salah. And the ink of a scholar is better than the blood of the martyr. I'm an ordinary student, but the little knowledge which Allah has given me, I'm sharing it, and is being recorded. Whoever listens to it, may Allah make it a means of our hidayat, and hidayat for people to come to the day of Qiyamah. Surah Kahf is one of the famous surah of the Quran. And we started it a few weeks ago. Tonight I've recited ayat number 9, 10, 11, and 12. And in this ayah, Allah speaks about the people of the cave. Did you think that the people of the cave and the Raqim were wonders from our signs? The first refers to a few youths who hid in a cave to escape the persecution of a non-Muslim tyrant, oppressive ruler, king. According to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Shabi radiallahu anhu, Raqim was the name of the dog. While Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu says that Raqim was the stone tablet on which the incident of these people was engraved. This was hung at the mouth of the cave. According to one narration that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu mentioned, Raqim was a book containing some facts about the Sharia of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So Abdullah bin Abbas also mentioned that this was the name of a valley between Elah and Palestine in which the cave is situated. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani writes that all these narrations confirm that the people of the cave and the people of the Raqim refer to the same person. Now, some of us were fortunate to go to the three harams, and generally those that go to Palestine, many of them go to Jordan also. And in Jordan, there's a masjid known as the Masjid of the People of the Cave. And many people visit that masjid and even go to the cave. Allah knows best that is the exact place or not. And Allah Ta'ala knows best which is the exact spot. Now, it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has sincerity of heart and he wants to protect his iman and he sees the people doing wrong, Allah will assist him in protecting his iman. A person, when you get close to Allah, become one palm length, Allah comes an arm's length. We come an arm length, Allah comes 2 arms length. We go walking to Allah, Allah comes running to us. Allah does not have a shape like a human body. Just for humans to understand that the mercy of Allah looks for an excuse to shower upon us and to forgive our sins. It is mentioned where this youth of the cave were living. The people were worshipping idols and making sajda prostration to things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they knew life in this world is short, and we rather protect our iman and get the everlasting enjoyments of Jannah, paradise, than joining and mixing with these non-Muslims. And they made a beautiful dua, and the dua became an ayat of the Quran. إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتَّةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. When the youth took refuge in the cave saying, O our Rabb, bestow on us mercy especially from yourself and facilitate a suitable solution for us to our plight. And alhamdulillah, many imams of the masjid after the Faraz Salah and our individual dua also, we can recite, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. O our Rabb, bestow on us a special mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a way out from the difficulty that we are facing. And different types of difficulties people face. Sometimes somebody is very sick in the family. Someone going to some financial problem, business going down, lost employment. And somebody want to go for Umrah or Hajj, waiting for the visas, want the visas to come, or got the visas but don't have the finances. So whatever different types of difficulty we may face, read this dua and see Allah, you assist us and help us. And Allah accepted the dua. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. So we cast a veil upon the ears for many years in the cave. Allah Ta'ala made it such those youth, when they took refuge in the cave, Allah made the ears deaf, blocked it that they can't hear, and Allah made them sleep. To have a peaceful sleep, the noise around us could disturb us. So Allah made them deaf, so the noise around the cave did not disturb the sleep. And ayat number 25, today we're doing ayat number 9 to 12. But in ayat number 25, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the years the people of the cave slept for how many years. وَلَبِسُوا فِي كَحْفِمْ سَلَاسَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ مَا لَبِسُوا لَوْ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They remained in the cave for 300 years, adding another 9 to it, plus minus 309 years. And Allah Ta'ala knows best the exact number of years. When we come to ayat number 25, we speak more detail about it, insha'Allah. That ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِسُوا أَمَدًا. Thereafter we raised them so that we may know which of the two groups will be able to specify correctly for how long they had remained in the cave. It is mentioned that commentators mention that the first group refers to those of them who questioned the time they spent in the cave. The second group was those who did not delve into the matter and said, Allah Ta'ala knows best how long you stayed. A slight debate happened among themselves or with another person that how long they slept. Some say we just slept for a day. But ayat number 25 says 309 years and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas has mentioned that the one group was the people of the cave and the other group was that of the different kings and rulers who successfully ascended to the throne during the period that the youth slept. It's mentioned in Ruh al-Ma'ani, volume 15, page 212. Inshallah, we'll do more ayats of Surah Kahf next week. We'll recite an authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا ذكر عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأثنى عليه رجل فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحك قطعت عنق صاحبك يقول مرارا إن كان أحدكم مادحا لا محالة فليقل أحسب كذا وكذا إن كان يرى أنه كذلك وحسيبه الله ولا يزكي على الله أحدا mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. This is a beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding praising somebody on the face. Sincerity and humility demands whatever good work that we do, it is to the guidance and tawfiq of Allah. It's not through our intelligence, not through our wealth, not through our looks, very handsome or whatever. Let's translate the hadith first. Hazrat Abu Bakr narrates that in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu, a person was mentioned. Then from those present, one praised him. Nabi sallallahu said, you have broken his neck. Repeatedly he said this, then said, if you want to unnecessarily praise someone, then say, as far as I understand, he is like this. And the reality Allah Ta'ala knows on condition when he knows he is like that. And do not say that in the sight of Allah, he is good. Mentioned in Bukhari. Obviously, we appreciate the sacrifices of our parents and our ustads. A person studied in a hifz class or certain Darul Uloom, 6, 7, 8 hours of the day. And he knows the sacrifice the ustads made, the parents made. And after the students qualify as huffaz, and the ulama graduate from a certain Darul Uloom, obviously they will have some words of praises for the principal, for the shura, for the ustads, for the generous donors of that Islamic institute, which is natural. And man lam yashkuri nasa lam yashkuri Allah, who's not thankful and grateful to people, is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have some praises out of appreciation. But on the individual basis, to praise somebody on the face with the danger of pride coming into the person, that we better abstain from praising, because a little flattery, a little praise, and the sincerity goes away. On the day of Qiyamah, the reckoning of a generous person, of a shaheed, a martyr, and a person that had knowledge of deen, a qari of the Quran, who had explaining the teachings of Islam to the people. And his intention was to get name and fame. Allah will say, you got your praises in this world, in the akhirat, you won't get it. So let us have sincerity. And at the same time, we must give benefit of the doubt. We must doubt our own sincerity and has a good opinion, husna zan, on the sincerity of others. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالزَّنْ فَإِنَّ الزَّنَّ أَكْزَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Protect yourself from evil opinions. There's a mention, an incident mentioned of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, late Mona Yusuf Motala Sahib of England, Rahmatullah Alayh, was running a very great Darul Uloom and still running up to today in England. He wrote a kitab, Karamatul Awliya, and in that kitab he wrote incidents of various pious personalities. He mentioned an incident of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, was a very senior muhaddis, faqih, and author of many books in the Arabic language, in the English language, in the Urdu language also, many books he authored. It is mentioned that the Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali was invited to a madrasa jalsa. And Allah tested that the Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali with a sickness, that towards the end of his life he was paralyzed from navel downwards. So he should go in a wheelchair everywhere. So at the madrasa jalsa, sitting on the chair, the guest speaker, the MC, mentioned words of praises of Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, that he authored so many books, he had so many students studying hadith by him in Saharanpur, and the last 10 days of Ramzan for many years he had a khanqa running, where ulama and students from throughout India used to come to his khanqa in Saharanpur, etc. When the jalsa finished, Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah asked for some sand. People thought he wanted it to make tayammum. When the sand was brought in front of him, he called the MC who praised him, and he took some sand and threw it on his face. And he said, "You don't praise me like that. I don't deserve those praises. These are the true Ahlullah." Till death, they worried about their sincerity and the humility. May Allah grant me true sincerity and humility. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.